便宜耶。Yes. Hopefully you can hear the background music. Today I have on the projection TV, so. And people who, I don't know if you can see it. No, I can't see it. But it should be projecting something on my hand. Well, you can see it right there. People on the Rumble will see it. I mean, people who watch it later, you'll see it. Yeah. Jazz. Snazzy, jazzy. Your early days, all you bookstore geeks. Today's oil quality shop geeks. Some people come in and just complain. What are you doing? Why are you on your laptop? No, I was like, why are you on your iPad? Well, no, I have no idea. Why are you on your phone? What are you watching? Like doing work. That's not real work. I don't know. I mean, everyone has gripes, but whoa. I chill out, dude. Chill out. No, I don't want to chill. Don't tell me to chill out. Give me those. Just complain. Well, I have friends just constantly complain about things. You suck. Everybody sucks. And they feel better. That's a crazy psychological stuff. Chemical. Is it chemistry or something? I don't know. What happened to Matwar? I guess it died. Just went over to Tokyo, I think. Was it Tokyo? Yeah, it kind of went Tokyo here. Kind of went this way, then flew out and disappeared. So there's no wind. But that might be something there. Who knows? Will we get a hurricane season? Yeah. Wonder what kind, though. There was a sleet happened over the weekend. Yesterday. At the place I actually took photos of cars. Which is... I'm gonna put it here. Forget about weather. Next. Oh. Copying cars. Dunk. I thought that was a Suzuki S2000, but Suzuki Miata. I want one of these. Not this one. Them, something like, well, I did the same, but I want something closer to this with the arches in the back, MX5 to learn on. Then, you know, after that, just whatever. I did a whole bunch of Ferraris here. This, so the things I took a picture of with, I bought my Fujifilm back. Guy. That's it. But look, the coloration is unbelievable. It's overcast, but looks vibrant. That's one thing I like, really like about Fujifilm is they really went back in time and say, we had this cool film, cool settings for films for old days. Let's make it so the camera, we shoot it, you got that option. Get the same processing thing. So it comes out, it's shot like this. I mean, I barely touched it, maybe just a little too bright and pull it down, but that's what it looks like. I didn't have to change anything. Like, wow. It's just like Fujifilm, man. They got it. Just the coffee place. Made me a cappuccino, then later on. Let me see. Whoever comes in can go over here, but you can watch it later on Rumble. Just have a picture of my hand right now. So it's what I use it for lighting meters instead of having a separate, which I have focus thing. It has all the gray tones and you can kind of color charts and that stuff, but you don't have time for that. Just want to shoot. Who knows? It's gonna rain. So, I did a glitch effect. I might actually do it with the phone image. The guy McLaren, if you scroll down, it's McLaren, then you see the front end, and the guy drove away and I took a picture, he made a face. It's perfect. It's like, yes, thank you. Somebody bought a remote control truck. There's some cool stuff. I mean, it's a pretty general thing. It's not complete. I just whatever I have, I put it up to see. Like, there's some pictures like, maybe I shouldn't have done this. Maybe I should have done the other way. Or something. But the Fujifilm is incredible. I shot most of it. I shot with Fujifilm, the stills. This is your video of it. Much later. I want to see how the battery holds up. Like, it was an emergency. Somebody called in. Dude, we got a show today. Got your equipment together? Oh, I don't have anything charged. It's like, how do I need to charge it? Should I bring something? Like, how do I do it while I'm on my way to the place? Like, how much I got and how much I can shoot. So Sony, I do a tether with a battery charger. That was half full, so I'm like, it's fine. Fujifilm, just whatever it's in the battery, it ran out. So, still got good, pretty good shots. So, it's like 70%. Alright, Bitcoin went down, everything went down, Solana was way up, now we're way down, not way down, but just a few pennies. Sandbox, it's up. This is bad against. I don't know what's going on. Let me see CoinDesk. What did it say? Binance hands rising star. Please. It's got to replace. Who? Oh, Binance. It's going to replace the CEO. Maybe that's why. No, this is something else. Atomic wallet user hacked for $35 million worth of Bitcoin. We gotta sell. I don't know. Any reason. Oh my god. They're gonna replace Binance CEO. Sell, sell, sell. It's crazy. Man. But anyway, bypass all of that stuff. I didn't see anything in the news. I didn't even go NTD. It's too early for NTD, so I didn't even go. I didn't look at FIFA Fry either. I didn't read anything. I didn't do anything. I was just like, man, I want to go to sleep. So I just rest pretty much most of the day. I did some photo stuff. And just like, now having a potato salad. Craziness, right? I don't even know what to talk about today, except my snazzy jazzy, which you're hearing in the background. Snazzy. Dun-dun-dun, jazzy. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Design world, eh. I keep going back to the same website. I gotta start looking somewhere else. What do they got? WWDC starts today. That's correct. They're gonna unveil, yeah, they're gonna unveil the AR/VR. I wanna see it. So I'm gonna, I don't know, I might actually get an old iPhone for filming only, but I wound up using it. One with maybe 256 gig, even 512, the older version, like iPhone 12 or something, and get it maxed out, used somebody as it, then just film it, use it for filming. And I use it for something else. Bring it with me. Just keep filming, do all that. In one spot. I won't get the Sony. I don't know. I should get a Sony because I have Sony cameras. Well, I have like, yeah, I'm like, mostly just one Fujifilm, but the rest is Sony. Like, I should get Sony. I don't know. I'm kind of iffy. iPhone's easier to work with, like the operating system or the other part of the M1 chip. Like, it's easy to do things. I don't have to think about it. That's the part. Sony, I have to like do this, do that. I have to do extras and like, I don't want to fool around with that. I don't have time, man. Sony. Yeah, I watched Marcus Brownlee talk about the new Sony phone, and it's gorgeous. But as I, you know, they're falling into that category. This is niche phone, only for a few people. Now they need to make a cheaper. Sony. Used to be Sony style, but it's no more Sony style. What happened? Okay, phone. Alright. Xperia 1 V. Go. So, I mean, it's about the same as new iPhone. So, I mean, it's, there's certain things really cool about it. You can use it as a monitor. I don't need it for a monitor. Just one person I saw had a Sony phone and a Sony camera hooked up and shooting. Okay, it's great. but not shooting. You know, I was like, that's amateur. Amateurish. Okay, you just, okay, yeah. It should be more, but no. Just like, it's weird. I don't know. Having a camera is the one thing, but learn from scratch. From the start, it's totally different. Nothing, I think the guy was okay, but just, I don't know. Might have spent too much money on that. Just get a used one first. Learn from it. Learn what the mistake, then move on to the better stuff. So, yeah. So, Marcus Brownlee, it's on YouTube. You can go watch it. So he did this review, and I agree with him. It's just Sony, sometimes they get to that point and just they start going crazy. Yeah, we're gonna do this, that. I'm gonna charge a lot of money. And people will love it. Like, do you really need that? I mean, okay. The cheapest phone they got, Xperia 1 third version. $800. 4K. Okay, that's nice. What do you need 4K for? We should make it 1K. That's what I thought. Oh my god. Somebody's agreeing. All smartphones. Did they have all smartphones? There's some older ones you can get. But it's not here. It's not on their website. So basically, you gotta go Amazon. Amazon. Where else you wanna go? You can't go anywhere else. Because, damn it. Jeff, where's your boat? Where's your sailboat? Xperia. So there's a bunch of different ones. Xperia 5, 3, which is weird. 5, the third version. Xperia 1, 3. The cheaper one. Xperia 10, which is weird because I have an Xperia X. Compact, but they have Xperia 10, so it's X. No, it's 10. Hang on, wait a second. So they need to make something Xperia 5, okay, something like that. The older version. This is refurbished. Oh, there's like a. See, there's like $400. Because it's the green color. Who cares? People like that. So this is like 2K resolution. This is perfect. They should just go back. Make a cheap one. But they're like, no, we got a new one. You're going to buy that one. They rely on the second market. Sell it to second market. Like Amazon. U.S. official with warranty, so unlocked. So that's not bad. $400. It has the same camera and stuff, but I looked through it. I looked through the whole thing. Say iPhone 12 Pro Max. Unlocked. Renewed. That's fine. $660. All right. It's 256 gig. Get the 250. Okay, so still a grand, right? 120 is fine. If you're not going to do a crazy amount of video, then you have an external thing you can download stuff from. But even get a 12 Pro 256. Fully unlocked. It's renewed, who cares? Get a 512. It's about the same price as the Sony, but you get the M1 chip. And get the extra stuff that they can remove the background and stuff. I don't know if Sony's doing it. Maybe they are, but they're a little slow. Like, man, I'll get that. I can make phone calls in the house now. Like, blue. Anybody want blue? I know one of them, like, it's too white. Yeah, like the white. Nobody wants a white one. It's cheap. Graphite 6. Get the white one. Just get a case. Wrap around. It's black then. It's like, no, but I love the edge and stuff. So get a cup. The tiny. The one that Lou from Unbox Bed Therapy has, that little thing. Just plop it in. Or get one of those graphics though. Just tape it. Fine. Who cares? Because you have a white one, people want to steal it. So. People see anything, they would steal it. When they see those three things, camera thing, it's like iPhone. See the Apple logo? iPhone. They don't even need to see the logo. Just see the three, that part of the camera. It's like, that's iPhone. Swipe. They're going to swipe it anyway. So you got to learn how to do self-defense. Let me see. Did they say anything on this? Like what kind of chip in there? Or is anything? Okay. 12 Pro. So you can go to Apple and find out. I think 11 is the chip, right? You can even get it. Well, here's the thing. You can even get it refurbished. Oh, they're doing the thing. Ugh. Certified refurbished. I'll be right back. They're changing the store. So, but anyway, you can get refurbished from Apple too. You can trade in your stuff. It's like, let me switch it to this. Right. And it's fine. I don't know what to do now. Oh my god. Today's too early. But anyway, WWDC. Is it on yet? 10 a.m. Pacific time, so that means it's 11 o'clock or something. I'll watch it today to see what they got. I just want to see the VR thing because they promised something, and is it going to work? And I just watch a whole bunch of other reviews about the Meta, the new Oculus, that more expensive one. It looks fancy, but they say it sucks. A lot of people say no, it's not worth that money. Better off getting your one or getting something else. Like, really? Yeah. It's like, man, they suck. Yeah. See? Your price will be snipping lower than $3,000. But looks like this. Is it going to be like this? Because that's cool. But to get it smaller like that. WCCF Tech. I'm just looking at stuff. Do, do, do. the quiet effect of budget CPU cooler. Okay, remember. I have one. I want the other machine. It's a flatter version. Small. It works. I don't know what we're doing. Holda, somebody named Holda just came in. Hi, Holda. I have no idea what I'm going to do today because it's too early. Usually I start at 9, so I'm just zoned out. And completely zoned out. Okay, AMD graphics is cheap. So get it now before sanctions and who knows what. Before, I don't know if they're resetting or they're not resetting, but it's cheap. Super cheap. Only thing is, you gotta buy it from Alibaba or something, I think. I don't know. They sent me a link. Okay, it's in China. But I don't know, maybe US would drop too, but for that price, my god. So. Cheap. Let me see. Oh, this is a new egg. Wait a second, new eggs are still cheap too. So everybody's selling cheap. Hey, need graphics? I need it. I'm actually go buy because I need to finish my AMD machine with the 6800 new egg. Yeah, holy cow! Oh no, wait a second. That was $500. Well, it's still cheap. RX 60 XT below $500. Let me see what the price. Yeah, today I'm like comparing price because I have nothing to do. This is what I do sometimes in the morning. I need AMD for a reason. There's certain things by AMD that does very well, like as a rendering machine, just like you do the stuff on your main computer, then send it off. You send it off to the AMD machine, just like render this or do this video, just go. Yeah, $500, that's not bad. Oh. I'm not making this. Should I make that sound? Yeah, no. Oh. Buy new 550. What? I don't know. Something. Whatever. I know I need one. Just for that purpose. Especially with the 16 gigabyte memory. It's going to help. No big deal, nothing. I want to send it to that machine. I want that machine to render this stuff. Just go. Meanwhile, I can do the rest, do everything else in the main computer and just not worry about it. That's the reason I will get it. I need AMD for everything else. Is like, because AMD has such a low heat. Yeah, it's fine. I don't need high heat. Room's really hot. What else is there? I don't know. Le Mans 24 hours is this weekend, so they went through the scrutiny last Friday, I think, or Saturday. So everything's good. We're all good to go. People are waiting, Peugeot has they put a library for celebration, for the Le Mans celebration. So it's like, ooh, Tom's Hardware. Tom's Hardware. What do you think? What do they think? They like it? Yeah, seems like it. I don't know, people into ray tracing for games, but I really don't want that. I just want stuff. But this is like 2021. Wow, review. But Noah has a good info on it, because now it tells you your price. So they drop like $100. That's not bad. If you need it. But here's the thing. If you want, if you're a serious game player, yeah, you might want to get NVIDIA instead. I don't know why. Maybe it's the industry. It's like everyone's like, we're just gonna build a game around NVIDIA. Screw AMD. Yeah. We don't need them. Maybe that's why. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the industry. So SpaceX test Starlink. Oh, who cares? Elon, when are you gonna make cool, even cooler electric car that go from 0 to 100 at 1.01 seconds? Light speed, like instantaneous. Ready? Press on gas. From A to B, instantaneous. Like, we're here. Oh, I need to go shopping. Need to go to this place shopping. Ready? Let's get in the car. Strap on. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Okay. Press the gas. But like, boom, 1 second, you're there. Like, and people will be like, whoa, what happened? Yeah, we just, here, we're parking. We're already parked. Like, the neural net. Tesla neural net found a parking spot. And so just basically teleport your Tesla to 0.1 second. Oh, yeah. A to B. Is it possible? I don't know. It would be cool though. Because then that, and then it's like, do we need Starship? We just make a capsule. Like, we just get a bunch of these Tesla cars and just teleport them to Mars, or, you know, maybe get a Cybertruck version. Make it so it looks cool. Like, it looks space worthy. Just teleport. 1, 2, boom, where? We don't even need a rocket. Screw rockets, man. Real good. So good. Yeah, I'm like hovering on Rumble. I'm hovering the Apple AR headset. So I'm gonna, I don't see. I don't know. This is all like rumors, like what the price is. They say it might be $1,500 to $1,600, but you need the phone to work, link to it or something. I don't know. Maybe, just a rumor. That's it for tech. I'm not going to design because there's nothing to say. These chats are getting smaller and smaller because I got tired listening to everybody, and I got tired going to New Post, which I'm going right now. My ex-employer thing. Everybody saw the news, the same. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, everybody hate that news. We're not going to watch. Well, the comments are not going to watch that news. It's a food bar or something. We're not going to watch that video. We're not going to watch that. Because you said, screw your freedom. Yeah. Words have impact, including the words I'm saying to you in this podcast. Sure, somebody would be offended. Like, okay, so the guy put, there's a box wearing these, but show his face. So, no good. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this. They got a new page with a smaller boob and a boyfriend. Your post. Three brand new Tesla family in China after 30 years now worth $2 million. Wow. They're gonna sell it? It's the Lotus Roadster version. Brand new Tesla. Wow. My God. Where are they? How did they found that one? Oh, a startup company went bankrupt, so they were gonna tear this thing apart and just like, let's build our own electric. Let's copy and paste. I know a lot of people get mad at us from the other side, but it's true. Like, hey, how many years? We send stuff over there and they just duplicate this. And look, I think I said that once, or that mentioned a few times, my previous podcast. There's that the single wheel, whatever. Hoverboard with one wheel. Hoverboard. Nope, that's not it. OneWheel.com. This guy made it. He sent a designed it and sent to a company in China to make the parts, all that stuff, assembled. Even though the company say we signed a copyright thing, they didn't care. They make their own. So one of the consumer electronics CES shows, the Chinese company came in Shenzhen from there, and they came with their version of it. Get it from their version, right? It's a little cheaper, yeah. They got a figure show. Guess what? The one wheel owner was there doing his stuff, and he saw it. They got U.S. Marshal involved, kicked him out, say, not allowed to come back to the country, or all of you got their names, all the stuff. They can't come back at all. Yeah, intellectual property. So they've been doing that for years. I mean, I have parts on my desk. Just, I can tell, like, oh, yeah, it's made in China. Even the two premium I got had a Chinese. It was made by a guy from Hong Kong, and after the pandemic, before pandemic, he left. So it was smart enough, he left. But I can't find the guy anymore. But he made it really great. I even got a really expensive tube to go with. But the original stuff, So Chinese, like the circuit boards on that is from China, and the tube was from China. And I tried it, and it was like, yeah, it's okay. But the Amprex, old school Amprex, the best. It's like just clarity, like not gonna get anywhere else. So like, so that's the thing. It's like they duplicate stuff. Even like I heard stories like against SanDisk on these SD cards. Even though it says SanDisk, I've seen them. Looks, everything's the same, but the font is a little off. Just a bit off. They were like, oh, that's 128 gig. Why is it only like $5? That's when you know, like, yeah, no. And it's got malware in there. And what's bad. But what are they going to? I'm going to use Fantoski to show. So originally, people from US were buying stuff on Taiwan. A lot of stuff for me in Taiwan, like t-shirts and stuff. They were mad. It's like, I'm not buying nothing from me in Taiwan. It's like, okay. Like, me in Japan. They're like, sorry. Then went to China. So now where's it going? It's going down Southeast Asia. Or the Manila, right? Then Jakarta, Singapore, right? And it's going to India. It's moving towards that way. They're going to cut China out. Until something happens between Taipei and Shanghai. If there's some kind of agreement, there won't be any wars and stuff. And it's like, Communist Party dies. Maybe we'll go back. But I think we should just build it here. We have land. We have enough people. If you can't do certain things, like, dude, Elon, build a machine, build that robot for us. You and DARPA, build a robot that can build this stuff for us. We just do the maintenance. We learn how to do maintenance. Well, simply, let the machine do their thing. And, you know, take care of the machines, wipe it down nicely, like cars. The end of the day, you know, clean it up. Like, why not? Or maybe just have a machine that does that. Cleaning, self-cleaning. We could do it here. Yeah. So what about people? What are they going to do? Everybody go surfing. Let's go get coffee and we're going to go move back. Buy back. And the government. Change it. Government. Find a way. We'll find a way. Let's move all to everybody move to the coast, California, and everybody go surfing USA. Yeah, why not, right? Well, anyway, I'm looking at this map, like one of my favorite photographer on YouTube, somewhere driving here. It's like, kind of glad she's okay, because few videos back, she was like, going, like, oh, then it's like, oh, yeah. I don't know. I hope she's good. But I love her photos. I have no place. Oh, camera died. Did it work? It's working. Why did the camera die? That's weird. Yeah, anyway, I love the pictures she has. But I have no place to put it. Like one or two pictures she took of the moon. Like daylight with the moon with the mountains. It's like, I want to do that. But I'm not. I'm doing cars and coffees. Right now, just down here. But eventually, I'm going to find a cool one. I'll ask around. See who goes where. And it's like, yeah, there's one there. I'll find a way to drive it over there and do theirs. For fun. Yeah. That's what I'm going to do. But I really like her stuff. So she's driving. So is my friend, Ed. I don't know. Maybe he's not. I don't know if he's still doing it. I know he has. He lives in a camper thing. Went from there. All the way from there. Then back. Who knows where he went. And just driving around. He's not. He has a Instagram account, but he's not really like there. Maybe he's not responding, he's just watching. If he's listening to this podcast. Ed, I'm doing a documentary on 43. I need to contact you soon. And there's 43 Institute Ken Block Foundation. So I don't know what's going on. I'm just like hovering over a map that's infinite map with different dimensions because you can keep scrolling. The worlds keep going. It's weird. It's not weird, but it's interesting. I don't know. It's time anyway, so I'm gonna finish my potatoes out a lot, and still I'm gonna listen to this music because soothing for now till the madness starts. What? Yeah, it's like, shut up, let me alone, I want to drink my coffee, eat my potato salad with this snazzy jazzy stuff, let me have that moment, then I'll come and help. Leave me alone. Yeah, today is boring because I'm not, it's too early. Usually I start right now, but today I start early. Like, just get it over with so I can do my photos. So that's it for today on the audio podcast. I'll continue with, my camera just died again. Something's up. But anyway, have a wonderful day of Monday. June 5th, 2021. Remember Father's Day. And remember, 24 hours. Le Mans, even like cars, like racing. They have on YouTube. I think Toyota and a few others. Porsche has a live view. So this weekend, Saturday. And today. What's happening today? WWDC at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm gonna check it out. See how the AR and the VR goggle looks. How much it paused. It's gonna cause your arm and leg. I'll be like, I will wait for the fifth version you guys make. So the first one's only $200. Yeah. Okay, so this is it. Have a wonderful day. I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.